This is Willie Junabe from Eagle. He's going to be telling some stories about old tribes and chiefs and about an old Indian war. He will be telling the stories in English and in Athabascan. Willie is 60 years old, and the date is March the 8th, 1973.
There's people, said they're stealing people. They stole a couple of them. And they got them back, all right. But there's no three they stole altogether, what I hear. And the one, the last one they took, it's his son. It's, I remember him good, real good, down Circle. And we was up Moose Height there at that time. At the last man they stole, Canadian government, they trained like a day there, the native from Moose Height, or Mayo, I think. Is that where Alfred Hunter come from, Louise? I think Mayo, I think. They hired him to be native mounted police. They sent him in that brush there to train that. There's where my aunt and my mother know that was there when he come down there, and they met him, and he said, you know, he said, I heard a lot of rumor about you people of Eagle from way back here, you river someplace. He was in there to be native mounted police to explain law and missionary and all that school that the people, that's where he saw this old man. He was still living then.
Explain about those two parties again, like the Democrats and the Republicans.
It's something like that. One side, it's always, I talked to Andrew Isaac about it. He said, back that way, he said, there's more of the one side left. But down Yukon River and along Yukon River, it's on the opposite. It's more the other side left.
What were they called again? What were their names?
Oh, Natsin is one. Mm-hmm. And Chichil is one. You know, that's mm-hmm. hard to spell.
Does that have a white man meaning to an English meaning or not?
No. Only way I can explain it to you how they work it like mm-hmm. Democrat and Republican.
Political parties.
Yeah. They don't vote for each other. They had one chief from way back. Like Natsin, they got one chief station right here at cemetery, what I explained. And he used that rock over there for his hunting lookout. At the, see? Now he got a brother, and they say he is strong party because his group is so many, and mm-hmm. and he was good leader. Hmm. So one party really stay to themselves. And hmm. See, the party always stay themselves to them. They're more like they live over Middle Fork, what I told about yesterday. So to see that distant, and like that time, there's no ten across. I catch them stuck. That's out of this side somewhere along. I've been there when I was a kid with my brother. It's somewhere way over by Taylor Mountain. They use Taylor Mountain. They live off of that. Oh. And they get all their caribou out of Taylor Mountain. They use that for game. They really live. That's where old Johansson had trading store for them, too.
Oh.
You heard about Johansson,
yeah.
Maybe you met him at mm-hmm. Chicken.
Yeah.
My brother and I, he had a log house like that, and he had a store inside there. And trade with fur with him, you know.
Were those two parties, was that like the Tlingits have with the raven and the eagle?
Yeah, same
yeah.
thing.
Mm-hmm. Were they ever at war with each other?
No, they don't have war unless they bother them. And still they really, this tribe and this district from way back, what I hear, it's a, they really live good. It's like, well, they pronounce it later a year, one side like Crow tribe, and the other one is Zigo tribe. Like, that's why later year I hear they explain it. So, like that Zico tribe, is that's the one, their leader was right here, and he is tough, they said. Tough. There's nobody come near do anything, because he had a real, his people really back him up. He had planned out 3-4 years ahead of time, so his people that live good, they said. Faith.
What group was it that Eagle belonged to? Was that the
Zigo?
Mm-hmm.
And
what did that mean in Indian? Was it like an animal's name?
Yeah, it's a bird.
Mm-hmm. Eagle.
Yeah.
Eagle.
You know?
No.
That eagle, they just put that name there. Mm. Zigo is a, and Crow is another one. Crow. I remember we used that when I was growing up, but I forgot all about it now. But that tribe is over Middle Fork. That's the one that Bill fenced, that Crow tribe. Now, if these people get stuck,
Bags, Mrs. Murray, you want to sit there?
Okay.
If they want to, if you need a help or something, then they fall on each other.
I think
they're traveling around so much that they know that they got messenger. They got a little place along here. They got place to live. Mm-hmm. Where they come to this chief to get help. See? Over somewhere around Mahita Mining River. Where Joe Malcolm, from Joe Malcolm come from, you know.
What river was that?
Mining River over in Canada. Hit a Porcupine River, see?
Do you remember the date of the war?
Well, I couldn't remember that.
In your lifetime or before
no,
your lifetime?
No, this is my grandmother tell me that story. I used to ask him, tell me about it. And it was real good, and I heard Bob told it a few years back that really, he was telling me, just like my grandma told me about it.
Do you want to tell about that war in Athabaskan then?
I'd say, where am I going to start? I don't know.
Start Don Note, that means.
Yeah.
A long
time well, ago. I got to pronounce
Note,
where.
That means long time ago.
Where the tribe come from, like. They like that. I mentioned that two parties were together that winter when that people, they found it. It is little, sound like a few white men was here that time. That this young boy, he said, they saw, they run into. At that time, the way they hunt, they got trained boys like Archie, like that. They train them since they, now, they know where the moose, and they send the old people into their loaded bike, and they knew where the moose going. Now they start out like, if they go out to get moose, they on their way right now for tomorrow morning. And the old people, they get their position during the day, and then they set up a smoke signal. they chase the moose, and they didn't never missed it, they say. So that's what these 3 or 4 young boys started doing way up behind the hill, maybe just like they're gonna come down Last Chance Creek, which you could see.
What's the tell in your
language? They usually drive it up the creek so the moose can go over the divide. Yeah, they We had to get their position today. Well, they camp out right. They watch for the place like that. They knew just where to camp. And so that's what happened. When the boys went behind the other country, the other into another creek that hits in, they find the game tracks or game position. They're going to lay a plan out after that if they see any good sign. Well, they run into a snowshoe track and they follow a trail. Well, they knew, just like I said, they after these people and they run into them, they got one, they kill one. So it took them a month before they decided to. That's what my grandmother told me. It took them a month to decide it because there were two parties there together. And they couldn't, they just decided and they couldn't make it. They don't know which turn to make. And they said they don't like to see one get killed and they be, other, the one that does that, they're going to look down on them, you know. Mm-hmm. Finally, my grandma told me that one midnight they finally come to agreement, we take after them. So they start, that was January, and they never caught up with him till sometime in March, they said. That was way up northern Canada, someplace unknown, where they had that last war right during the winter.
Hmm. Were a lot of people killed?
Oh, there, at that time, it's something like guerrilla warfare right now. They just hunt for each other. They just about knew what happened, what took place, you know. I guess they contact so close together.
Can you tell that in Athabascan now, Willie? You just told it in English. Could you tell it in Athabascan, same story?
Well, I told it English, but I kind of make a too much a jump between it. I could get Archie to help me rewrite it. I'm going to rewrite that one yesterday, too. Uh-huh. Dan onke tai se hon dak che ne ri a dak is dai dan onke se thau ke zat son ra ho dai o je ta ne e un nai ki u chen ne na se ro sat e han je hon tro tai dak ni to gat kyo tho chen in he sehu dikta not sin it sant it yo khai ka yo de ut an na se tin yat hin ja hon kha de takshi kan de ge ata on yo de cha in na she han de ke na ke e kha de tak de hu wa yo de cha in ke in ke yo ate in chat yo in the doubt in chat hot drop ej sa ek et hot dau de ek et hot dau de tolyo yo khuche za ho so ho ke hot dau de jet na in kha ni cha se and na ta jet no a era who jara na jana na ta ra he ja che and ran ha je ta ja jan ke ti je hu chen san ra ke je ni ni ke o san e se ra hu ti tsa khan za ke je hu chen na ti o san ran ken ja ran ken en ke na khan ke je he ran kong ke je ti ha ni ke o ran
He did.